Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for another episode of Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to hear the latest stories when it comes to alien abductions, boogeymen coming at people, shadow people, hat man, anything and everything out of the ordinary. You come here, you share what you're experiencing, and I will address it here on this program. I don't care if it's something that you've researched, something that you personally have come across, experienced. Email me. Go to shadowfolks.com or heidihollis.com and tell me about it. The bigger the email, the better. And I'm telling you, today you are in for quite a treat. We have the hypnotherapist for Demi Lovato's alien encounter. Oh my goodness. Lori McDonald is going to be joining us. You are going to be shocked at the wealth of material that she has encountered over the years. It's been so much information. And today we're going to hear a lot about that. We are going to really dive deep and hold on to your seats because it's going to be really good. As usual, whenever I've had Lori McDonald on, it has always been a fascinating conversation. Never, ever disappoints. So, but I wanted to address something today because one of the topics that Lori covers are people who are considered gifted, right? And, for those people who consider themselves to be psychic, I think you're going to appreciate this conversation I'm going to approach right now. But first, remember, go to my website and tell me about what it is that you're experiencing out of the ordinary, from shadow people to hat man, aliens to angel encounters. I want to hear about it because this is the place where people can keep in touch and know what's going on out there in the world. All right, let me dive on into this conversation I wanted to bring up. So imagine you're psychic or a medium or a gifted, have special insight or an empath. And, imagine, say, somebody that's a truck driver, okay? And somebody buys a toy truck with remote control. And, you know, when you're a truck driver, you have to get trained. I mean, you have to go to school, you have to pass a test. And it's a specialty. I mean, it's a profession. But that person that has this remote toy truck says, well, hey, I do the same thing. Yeah, I'm a truck driver as well, you know. But they're not. They've got a toy truck. I know of people who are truly gifted in the arena of being a psychic or a medium, and it can be offensive to them in their profession when somebody else pops up saying, oh, yeah, I do the same thing. Yeah. I totally can do readings just as good as anybody, you know, like this is me. Now, I'm all about the human potential, and I think we all have instances and moments of psychic abilities, honestly. I mean, have you ever had a dream that came true or a deja vu where things feel really real? I think it's just part of who we are as human beings. And I think that a lot has been hidden from us on our knowledge. I think that, if we got the right acknowledgement, even when we as children come forward and say, hey, I experienced something, instead of being told, go back to sleep. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, don't tell anybody that and don't explore it. If we were taught otherwise, if we were allowed to explore that and had knowledge of the ancients to say, this is how you tap better into that, I think that we'd be living in a whole other world. But there are those people, and I've met many over the years, who have these really clear and concise abilities. And I don't think anybody's 100%, just like I don't think there's anybody that has a perfect driving record, whether they're caught or not. But everybody kind of drifts over the line sometimes or is distracted at some point. So, you know, nobody's perfect 100% in anything that they do. But I've met some that are like, you know, I'm trying to let the world know that these abilities exist. And some of us are really, really clear about it. And now, is that person a fluke to be so clear? I don't think so. Again, I think it's untapped abilities that we have, you know, whether a person got hit on the head or they got ill or near-death experience, it seems to trigger these abilities even more so. It's like a crossing over to the other side wakes up, energizes a certain part of their brain, and whoop, you know, they've got these abilities more increased, right? And but the whole profession gets muddied when you have somebody who steps into their arena and says they're really good at something, and I don't know the motivations to it. I don't know if they want to make a living doing this. I don't know if they want to, you know, make it feel like there's something special about them than the next. But when they muddy the waters and they are proposing to know something so precise because this is, you know, who they are and what they do, and they know better that they don't, it causes problems out there. I never thought about that. I never thought about that. It's like, and yeah, I have come across people like, oh, I'm psychic. Let me tell you your future. You've got this, this, and that. And they're totally wrong. And I just go, oh, yeah, you know, especially when you're in this line of work, you get a lot of people who try to tell you something about yourself. And, you know, I politely just smile and nod. Oh, really? Okay. But it's, I don't put a whole lot of weight into it. I have come across some extraordinarily talented people, though. So I'm not going to say that I haven't run into those people. But imagine the harm that could be done out there if you're saying, yeah, I'm really good. Pay me some money and I'm going to tell you what your past loved one is saying. Wow, that causes harm. That's called a charlatan. That's called horrible. That's, yeah, trickery. That's not cool. But again, there's people like myself. I've seen ghosts. I don't try to talk to them. You know, in fact, I told the ghost, look, I'm not the one. I'm not going to be transmitting any kind of information about anything that you've experienced. I don't care why you're here. Just please go, you know, just that type of thing. Just put the notion. I wasn't trying to have a conversation. But you know, I just, I never thought of that, but I have had the scenario and the situation a lot because speaking at conferences and whatnot, and people saying, oh, come here, I've seen something about you. Would you believe like the most sporadic moments when somebody comes up to me saying that type of thing is when they've been more spot on? I don't know what that is, but those have been like really, really shocking instances for me. this is so crazy. All right. So I'm going to tell you guys something. This is just like wild to me because this so happened to me. And this is one of those sporadic situations. Like, so this guy came up to me, shook my hand. He goes, hi, nice to meet you. And then he goes and he looks down and he just like points to a spot on my leg. And he's like, did you get the tattoo you're going to get? I'm like, what? And then soon behind him comes my friend. And I'm frozen. Because my friend, hey, Heidi. Oh, this is my new boyfriend. I didn't get to introduce you. Oh, hold on. Did he do something weird? I'm like, huh, what? He's like, he's a psychic. I'm sorry. Did he do something weird? I see the look on your face. I'm like, yeah, like I was totally thinking about getting a tattoo of a cross on my leg exactly in the spot that this guy pointed to. Now, I do not have any tattoos. I did not get it. But that's exactly where I was thinking of putting it. And to have somebody just spontaneously do that blew my mind. So yeah, I know there's psychics out there. I know there are good psychics out there. Mediums, remote viewers, and all of that. Intuitives, empaths. What I'm saying is, you know, much like somebody that says they have the talent, and if somebody's coming to you, please help. Please be true and blue to it, because how are we going to convince others that we have these abilities, that we have these capabilities to do things, if we have people muddying the waters out there, just off the seat of their pants saying, yes, I'm psychic, come to me, pay some money, I'm going to tell you something. I had never thought of that. But yeah, damage is being done. So think about that. If you're one of those folks, or if you know somebody like that, who is just, you know, willy-nilly out there doing that, let's try to help ourselves in realizing the true, full human potential that we all have. And I know we have it. I know I've had those sporadic deja vus that were totally telling that I've been here before. This is familiar. I even get like the little forward slash of the deja vu. Like when I have one, I know what's going to happen immediately next. It is so wild. And I like to pause and take it all in, like, ooh, this is really kind of fabulous. You know, like, what is this thing that I'm experiencing right now? It has totally happened to me. So, but would I charge somebody to say, come to me, I know all deja vu on you and tell you what's going to happen in the next several seconds? No, because that would be wrong. That would be wrong. So let's clean it up out there. Let's tell the world about our human potential, and let's allow the ones who really do have that ability, who could really help people heal. It's healing to be able to talk to somebody from the other side sometimes. It's healing, and it, just think about the possibilities that somebody could have something like that, because they are out there. And if we allow them to shine and not take over their profession, I think we'll get really, really far in letting our minds know we have this ability. So that's my 2 cents worth on that. So, you guys, we're going to have a wonderful guest come up here next. I have Lori McDonald. You are in for a treat. And you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel is waiting for you now.
Go to coasttocoastam.com for more information.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome
back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now my guest, Lori McDonald. She is a board-certified clinical hypnotherapist at True You Hypnotherapy and an extraterrestrial abduction researcher. She is one of 27 regression therapists listed on the MUFON mental health referral list for abduction regression for North America. She is the board president for OPUS, Organization for Paranormal Understanding and Support, and is the founder of the Sacramento Alien Abduction and Contactee Support Group, one of California's largest UFO and abduction groups. So I'd like to welcome Lori McDonald to the show. How are you doing there, Lori?
I am doing great, Heidi.
It is great to have you on this program. I've interviewed you in the past on my other programs, and first time for this one. And wow, it's been a while. I know, and I've been trying to keep up with everything that you're up to these days, and it's a lot. So, but to break it down for people to first get to know you, tell us a bit about your background and what it is that you've been involved in.
Well, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist here in Sacramento, and some of the specialty work that I do is in regards to the abduction phenomena and the contact and how it leads to a consciousness expansion. But my focus right now seems to be on the spiritual awakening that many of the experiencers have and are going through. So that's been taking up an enormous amount of time. I'm working ridiculous hours, but all of the cases are so incredibly fascinating. Now, I've been filming some documentaries, did a wonderful show with Peacock TV, where I regressed Demi Lovato, as she too is an experiencer, and her experience also leads to a broader awareness, and it was very positive. So,
wow, Demi Lovato, that's a big deal. That's amazing.
Yeah, she came to a support group meeting, and then I hooked her up to an EEG, and we did a regression session on camera, and she was able to identify some of the entities that had approached her, and she's on her own journey. In fact, I believe they turned what was going to be one episode into a four-part mini-series with her on the road. And yeah, so the phenomena of awakening is definitely hand in hand with the unidentified aerial phenomena or UFOs. I mean, I know that there's a distinct difference and people are changing their verbiage, but anyway, been doing a lot of that and really enjoy being involved in some of the documentaries. I just did another documentary. We were on location in San Francisco, and I have an upcoming event for Japanese TV.
Wow, that's amazing. But I'm blown away, but I'm not surprised, because you have been doing this for quite some time. And you know, what actually inspired you to go this route?
You know, interestingly, when I was in the ninth grade, I was not doing as well on the tests as I was capable of. And I told my science teacher, I'm not sleeping at all. I'm fretting about these tests, right? And he said, well, why don't you just put all of that and all of those thoughts into like a brown paper bag and sit them on your nightstand, and then you can go to sleep. And if you want to have a look at those thoughts, they'll be there for you in the morning. And that advice stuck with me. And of course, by that age, I was already an experiencer and found myself going to school to become a psychologist. But after going to see a hypnotherapist, I realized that this definitely was far, far more effective and profound in the ability that it gives a person to program or create the neural pathway that they desire, as opposed to their daily activities being driven by the subconscious mind programs that they're perceiving billions of bits of information that the mind is processing outside of their awareness.
Oh my goodness. It is complicated. There's many, many, many layers when it comes to the phenomena that looks like it's just one thing. It's a craft and beings. And it's like, no, it connects to the soul. It connects to the good, the bad, the ugly, and the profound. So how do you help somebody work through that?
Well, I think the first thing that it does is it challenges your reality. If your reality or your consciousness had never accepted the existence of non-human entities or parallel universes or spiritual existence or UFOs, then seeing or experiencing something like that is really very challenging. And perhaps you want to reject it, and perhaps you don't want to even believe that it was real. You might want to say, no, it was just a dream. It was just a dream. And once we can get back to whether it's real or not real, true or false, then we can begin to create the consciousness space for them to process what's happened and what that means to them, not only to them, but their place in the world and ultimately their place in the universe. We are floating in space right now. We're already part of this universe. And to expand the mind into encompassing a much larger realm, it should be natural. But we've been programmed in a way that has created a very small externalized reality, a reality that consists of earning an income, making a lot of money, having a nice house, and not ever really being able to tap into that potential that we sense, not being able to connect the mind body and take those steps towards self-mastery, beginning to understand that the soul is multidimensional and that we are far more powerful than we ever believed.
I always say never doubt the human potential, because wow, the places that we can go are mind blowing. And you know, I hope you don't mind if I ask, how on earth did Demi Lovato take what it is that she revealed? I mean, I'm talking to the hypnotherapist that regressed her. I have to ask, Lori. So do tell.
Well, you know, she did really good. I mean, her experience happened, interestingly enough, in Joshua Tree, out in the desert, where many experiences happen and where some of the bigger UFO conferences also happen. So they had seen a craft, I believe a blue light to begin with. And then later, as she was going to bed, there were some non-human entities in the room. And they were permissive in their languaging, requesting her basically compliance or permission, making sure that she was okay to go, and asking, did she want to understand or see more? And she did. And without fear, she was able to move into another and higher space.
Wonderful. What beings, which types did she see?
She described them as being tall and thin, and it was difficult for her to get a full physical description. Of course, if anybody was interested, the episode has aired in September on Peacock, and I believe Peacock is a free app.
Yes.
And you can watch the live regression as we had her hooked up to an EEG, and you can see the brain waves as they move down into the subconscious and display the alpha, delta, and sometimes even hitting the delta brainwave, the theta brainwave, sorry.
My goodness.
So very, very cool. I find it very interesting. And isn't it a sign of the times when people can, celebrities can come forward and speak their truth in a place that is no longer ridiculed? But the truth is, Heidi, I think that when the Pentagon came forward and said that, you know, we've got these TikTok videos and our naval airplanes are chasing what can only be UFOs or now this unidentified aerial phenomena. I think that that said they exist. And by doing so, it's alleviated the burden of proof for the experiencer. They don't have to prove it because the government already said they're there. So I think this makes it a little easier for people to come forward and say, yeah, well, actually, this is what happened to me, or this is what my family and I experienced.
No, I totally agree with that, because there has been a different wave, a different vibe, and a wink like, hey, it's all good. We can do this. We can go there now. And it's like, I was absolutely applauding when somebody like Demi came forward. I mean, just wow. You know, this is exactly where it needs to go. We need to get common everyday people, big stars and all, in the mix to, you know, just say, hey, this is my truth. This is what's happening. And bring it to a level where we can talk about the weather in the next sentence, even, you know?
Right. And just, you know, letting people see that some of these experiences, and really all of them, if we begin to focus on really opening or resonating with a higher consciousness, as we begin to resonate into that, then what we attract, what we draw towards us, is in that same light. And this really lets people feel safer, more secure. There are protocols now in deflecting lower energy or astral plane, lower energy, or even demons or extraterrestrial races that are self-serving.
Oh, we have so got to dive into that. We got to get to our first break here with Lori McDonald. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Tired of thinning hair and not so thrilled with the options to reverse it? After 10 years of extensive research, Dr. Nathan Newman is proud to introduce Reveal. Easy to apply Reveal works great on men and women, and is used in the comfort of your home, applied morning and evening. Free of parabens, sulfates, silicones, and dyes, Dr. Newman uses stem cell technology and natural ingredients in this revolutionary product.
It's the only product that can be used for men and women without having to worry about side effects on your heart. It wasn't an accidental discovery. It was really made for the hair, so it doesn't have all the side effects that all the other products that we had. Because it was made for the hair, it really has very good effect very quickly. You will see the changes in your hair, not in 2 years, but you will see it within 2 or 3 months. You will see that it's thicker, is more lustrous, better. And the more you use it, the more it will continue to benefit and maintain the hair, because it's a fight against our genetics and against the hormonal changes that we get. Once you start using it and you see the benefit, you want to maintain it by continuing to use it.
Reveal is a luxury home care system applied twice daily that is as good a treatment as you would find at the most exquisite salons at a fraction of the price. And only at healthylooking.com can you get Reveal with free smart delivery shipping. Simply enter discount code George. Time to return to a fuller looking head of hair with Reveal from healthylooking.com or by phone 24/7 at 800-604-3129. 800-604-3129. Genuine Reveal is not available in stores. Order today at healthylooking.com. Reveal.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I have Lori McDonald, and we were speaking about some of these elements that I have some. It's something that I talk about often here on the program, about there being a conflict in alien contact, that it's not always rosy. It's not always positive. But I find there's some people who really don't like to go there to talk about the more negative experiences any longer. Like, that was the thing before, you know, way back in the day, like, people were honest and forthcoming. And then all of a sudden the tone changed. And I remember sitting in these groups and talking to these people, because I ran a group for like 15 years, and watched the conversation turn to, oh, it's not so bad. And yeah, they abused me. Yeah, they caused harm, but I'm special. And that's why I had to have that lesson. And I was absolutely blown away with people who wanted to sleep with a gun under their bed, which, and some did, to that. Mm-hmm. So how do you explain that to people? And I love the fact that you go there and you address this head on. So how do you explain some of this?
Well, first off, the abduction phenomena is changing. And part of that is because the human is becoming more empowered and more capable of resonating into those higher frequencies. And the fear level is diminishing. So earlier in the 70s, late 70s, 80s, and into the 90s, we certainly heard a lot about the grays, the hybridization program, the harvesting of genetics, people being shown hybrid children, and people were terrified. I've also had clients with guns in their house and under their bed because they'd seen extraterrestrials first seeming to peep in the window and seeing them in the room. Then they're moved into that state of paralysis where only the eyes are moving, but they have conscious awareness. And they can feel themselves being lifted, floated through what should be physical. Now, no laws of physics apply, and they move through a wall or a window. You can only imagine how frightening that is, because you have no control. Now, is anything bad happening? Well, they're being taken against their will. Are they being harmed? Not necessarily, not physically anyway. Certainly there's been an emotional scar or two left. But that entity is now trying to, you all use that Delta brain wave transmitter to create a sense of compliance and diminish any fear that a person might be having, reassuring them that everything's okay. I think we've blown the lid off of I'm so special, that's clearly a manipulation, and people were being tricked. And how ridiculous to think that one person's DNA is going to service and repair a full race of beings.
Exactly.
You know, come on. First right. of all, most right. of that, where the short ones are primarily AI anyway. They're yes. mostly programmed. They can only, you know, perform certain functions. So, yeah, but it's changing, as you know. And although some people are still scared, and I still see experiencers that are people's grandparents, you know, they're older now, but things had happened. And before they leave this earth, they want to know what they experienced and begin to settle that energy. So the grays, they're not as intimidating as they think they are. As the more we begin to master our mind and our energy, the more we're able to shut them down.
I love that. Yeah. self-empowerment and, you know, having that thought of no doubt that you can indeed do something about your situation. I really kind of grew dismayed at other people's disdain for the whole thing. Like, well, can't do anything about it. You know, they're just going to keep doing this and making me a victim. And I'm like, you know, there's something about why they keep coming. I didn't buy into that whole, this person is special versus the next one either, but, it seems to help people sleep better at night. And I wasn't one to knock people down for that belief because I saw the trauma. I saw the families getting broken up and, the despair, the PTSD,
was a coping.
Yeah.
No, there's a coping mechanism. Yeah. And so now we're saying post abduction stress disorder, because it sort of covers a very distinct and set of symptoms that experiencers feel. And so Rose Hargrove, she was a psychiatric nurse, I believe, she's coined the phrase that post-abduction stress disorder. And we now, we treat that specifically for people who had suffered. So yeah, they were told they were special and that they were going to be able to help and that it was a manipulation. When in fact, I do believe that they were trying to create a hybrid so that they could hijack the human soul, as Greys only live to be about 900 to 1100 years until they become AI programmed. And that's about 75%. There's a little bit of sentient being left in them. But the tall Greys live to be 900 to 1100 years old. But if they were to create a hybrid, that a vessel that could hold the soul, then they could hijack the ascension.
Very interesting. And you spoke of that hijacking and also a demonic type of elementals out there. How do you tell the difference between what's going on? Because I've heard of some people reporting demonic entities and describing a gray alien being.
Yeah, I mean, demons have been confused with grays for a long time, and that's because they share something in common, which is self-serving behavior. The difference is emotion. A demon has zero emotional control, and they're like a highly intelligent, spoiled child. They're easily provoked and they have no emotional control whatsoever. Whereas an extraterrestrial just basically has no emotions, as we're specifically talking about the grays. So their emotion, or at least some of the emotion that a gray would display, would be minimal emotion, would be like annoyance when we're not complying. They're like, the tall grays are like, oh, you know, they have to, like somebody had to call in the manager, you know. And so that's about the most emotion you're going to get out of them. But a demon, they always pretend. They pretend to be people. They pretend to be little girls. They pretend to be extraterrestrials. But when questioned with the appropriate line of questioning, they crack and they get angry and they lose control. And that's how you know who you're dealing with.
They have a tell, huh?
They have a tell. And they swear, they're mean, they're, you know, and they try to provoke fear. So
yeah,
the more a person can practice equanimity, being calm, balanced, well-grounded, and no matter what chaos is going around, the more you're able to maneuver through any situation.
Yeah. I'm curious, have you ever come across some of these folks claiming to be, quote unquote, super soldiers or are part of the secret space force?
Yes.
Oh, hold on now. What was that? What was that, Lori? You have a tell.
There's a yes, I have, but I can't go into detail at this time. Can't go into detail at this time. One of the reasons is to do with the Super Soldier program and how any human can be superhuman. So it's not a big adjustment. Really, it's the women will like this. It's hormonal. It's actually adrenaline. As we begin to focus and balance and control our adrenaline, we can exhibit two forms of super strength. One, physically lifting huge amounts of weights, jumping far distances, running for long speeds. Incredible. Just adrenaline. Farmers have done it when they've had, you know, cattle or other people trapped or hurt, and they've done amazing things. All kinds of people have done it. It's not news. But secondarily, when a person now is pushed to that limit and without thought they must react, that super strength is not only physical, it's psychic. And we display enormous amounts of psychism where the mind can move things, just like the superhuman can lift up a car and free a trapped person. You don't have to touch the car to lift the car and free the trapped person. And as we commingle psychism, which is what's really developing among experiencers and the awakening people, they're developing certain gifts. And yes, everything that we have, Heidi, will eventually be taken for militant or military purposes, basically turned into warfare. Oh, yes. Psychic warfare.
Oh, definitely. Oh, they're taking without asking. They're like, oh, there goes one. Let's just take them in the middle of the night, knock them out for a little bit. I'm hearing some stories, let me tell you. It's absolutely disturbing. And I'm a big believer in the potentials that we have as human beings, that things are going to come forward. And it's kind of exciting to see it going on. And I'm curious, have you regressed somebody that moved something in the room?
Oh, I've seen that more than once. And
did you pack up and leave when it happened?
No, Heidi, because I've even done it myself.
Oh boy. Okay, so we're going to have to get into that after the break. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back. You've got to hear this one.
If you feel stressed, suffer from fatigue, moodier than usual, or would like to fall asleep easier and sleep more soundly while losing weight, do we have something for you? Accelerate and Elevate. I take Elevate Performance Supplement in the morning for energy and laser focus for work. Then before bed, I take Accelerate Weight Management and Sleep Combo. And indeed, I now sleep soundly through the night. Plus, I'm losing weight. It's amazing.
I've maybe gotten 4 to 5 hours of sleep max a night. I'm sleeping between 6 and 7. I wake up to use the bathroom, but I go right back to sleep, which has never happened before, which is pretty awesome.
I notice a higher level of happiness. I also noticed that I wasn't taking naps. I had more energy. I was more in the moment with my kids. Like, we were laughing more. We were more excited. Every single person needs to feel this.
I lost 10 pounds and 5.5 inches off my waist, and I'm so proud of myself. It gives you energy. It helps you sleep better. It just works. I stand by it 100%.
I was on a handful of medications to help me sleep, to help me be happy, tons of therapy. When I'm ready to go to sleep, I'm getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. I've lost some pounds, inches mainly. My family has me back.
Try Accelerate and Elevate, discounted for listeners to the show. Plus further discounts with the George Power Pack, including a free gift. Learn more and order now at our website, energyfocussleep.com. That's energyfocussleep.com. Or 800-394-9930. So jump on the path now to all-day energy, better sleep, and weight loss with Accelerate and Elevate. EnergyFocusSleep.com. EnergyFocusSleep.com. Or 800-394-9930.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I have Lori McDonald. And boy, we're just getting into telekinesis occurring during some of her hypnotic regression sessions. And you said you've done this before yourself and others have done this. So do tell. Do tell.
You know, Heidi, once I was having a small UFO meeting, and all of a sudden I felt this enormous wave of energy and couldn't help myself but jump to my feet. And in my vision, I could see like the anatomy of a human being, sort of three-dimensional, circling in front of me, and colors and sounds associated with organs. And I just started saying what I was seeing. And I paused just for the briefest of seconds. And I looked at a candle on the table and poof, it lit, right? But I couldn't focus on that because Wow. The information was still coming. So the information poured into it. And long story short, at the end of it, I said, wow. You know, this is before people use the term download. I said, not sure what that was. And somebody said, are we going to say anything about the candle being lit? Somebody else said, well, hang on. I tape recorded this. And so as I went to reach for the tape recorder, for the tape recorder to turn on,
Yeah. It
blew up. The battery blew up. Acid leaked out, melted part of the plastic, and ruined a little Wow. Piece of the coffee table.
Oh,
We've got enormous heightened energy during specific times, great times of being awe-inspired and in fear, which is why we see certain races, reptilian, do psychological testing, sexual testing. All of this is to push the psychism of the person. They back them mentally against a wall and see how we come out.
Yeah, that's a disturbing practice. I've heard that being done for certain exclusive soldier programs here in the world as well, just in case they ever get caught and tortured, you know, see how they hold up.
Yeah,
it's
horrible.
It is. I just don't understand. Can you share with us some of the more extraordinary cases or even recent cases that you've come across that you can share here on the program?
Well, I'm working with a lot of people right now. In fact, I've always had a pretty busy private practice and now busier than ever. But the majority of the cases right now regarding ETs do tend to be more consciousness related. And then people are experiencing spontaneous out of body experiences. They're explaining that to the level of communication is really increasing. But we see that there's a history of this. Many people believe that this is the age of confluence, that there have been four great civilizations prior to us. And every time the population of humanity hits 10 billion, that is a specific frequency, 10 billion people. It's a natural evolutionary step. We believe that there are many people trying to circumvent this once again, moving the people's energy, trying to decrease population from many forms, many angles, and preventing the people from hitting that 10 million mark. Because at that 10 million mark, I know that they suspect that next evolutionary step is in the wide opening of our pineal gland or the third eye area, where telepathy is natural and other human psychism becomes developed. So we're at about, I think, 7 billion, 7.6 billion. We pretty much populate like rabbits when we're not stopped from doing that. And we can
when you're bored from COVID and lockdowns, what was that, Lori? What was that?
Lots of babies being born this year. I don't know why.
Yes, I don't know either.
Just welcomed a new grandchild into the world.
Oh, boy.
It's like, look what my son made at school.
and to think I almost got to meet you, but COVID hit right when I was supposed to go over to your place, right?
I can't believe it. Yeah.
Ugh, I tell you, the craziness. What do you think of the notion of them trying to control the apocalypse? Like, I've heard whispers of such things, like to have it go in this direction or try to encourage the return of Christ even. Have you come across this?
Well, we think that they may stage either a very religious or extraterrestrial holographic event to sway the people into realignment or religion so they begin to behave in a specific way. People are being continuously bombarded with subconscious information that is outside of their awareness. What they eat, what they do, what they believe. And so the subconscious mind loves repetition. And so the more you hear, this is bad, 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 you believe that. And so those who control the narrative are controlling the actual subconscious program with subliminal messaging in marketing and TV. They're just running helter-skelter. You know, it was like, I can't remember the year, but all of a sudden, within about 18 months, everybody had a new flat-screen TV. Meanwhile, prior to that, they had like a console TV with another square TV sitting on that. But all of a sudden, everybody's got a flat-screen digital TV. And this is a way for them to control the airwaves and for them to program us. You know, Heidi, in 2008, the United States Army legalized, I guess, synthetic telepathy as warfare, using psychotronics, just like everybody has a thumbprint. We also have an energy signature, and these can be tapped into and manipulated. That's the problem. So they take our energy or deplete our psychism or sway us into being fearful of what's going to happen next. When the truth is, there is nothing to fear, nothing at all. We're more than capable of moving through whatever it is that we need to. This is not the first pandemic. It won't be the last. There have been others, and we continue to thrive. The difference is this time, the narrative, the mandates, and the control of the people. You can't force people into, say, vaccination. You can't force people into any type of medical treatment. And that is against human fundamental rights.
There's definitely a lot being said in regards to that topic. It's like, what's the real picture? What is really going on? Why are we not getting cargo into this country? What's going on? There's so many things to ponder. And
Yeah, it's a puzzling
control,
thing.
You know, it's control. The vaccines have an RFID chip. It's a radio frequency chip. It's programmable. All vaccines have always had a chip in them. Generally, that chip indicated the lot or batch number that the vaccine came from. The difference with this particular chip is that it's got a radio frequency.
It would be neat for you to regress one of the people who are behind such things. See if they'll spill their beans, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, it would be fascinating. Yeah, it's just so many things to consider. It's like, you know, like you said, this is not new to this planet. We've been going through a lot of different things over so many lifetimes, centuries, you know, and we find these ruins and we just somehow don't have any history books on how those things were created. Well, because everything was dilapidated at one point and destroyed. And now we're starting all over again. And well, I'm like,
done on purpose, you know, in war, the first thing they do is they take out temples or churches, break your spirit, burn down your libraries, take your books, beat the truth out of an indigenous person. You know, that's what they do. They attack and change and try to create this amnesia and that there's only this one world way. But that's not the way. And if we've learned anything, we can overcome whatever it is we need to. And if we collectively unify in taking our next step forward, then it would be really we, the people, who create those choices.
Well, let's hope that we hold it together. How can people get a hold of you and see what you're up to these days?
You can check out the website. That's trueyouhypnotherapy.com. I'm on social media, Facebook and Twitter. I don't really do too much of the Twittering.
Oh, I understand. Well, I really want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. This is very informative per usual. And yeah, we definitely will have to do this again.
It's been great. Thank you so much for having me, Heidi.
Wow. We've come to the bottom of another fabulous and informative show. I hope you all enjoyed it because I know I did. So much to learn, so many things out there. And, you know, I wanted to remind you guys to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com, make it a little bit easier for people, and tell me about what it is that you're experiencing out of the ordinary, from angels to aliens to the demonic. I mean, everything. And if you'd like to be a guest on this program, let me know. And you can always keep your emails anonymous. I do not force people to put their information in there. So keep it anonymous if you'd like. Or say, hey, I don't want to share it for the show. You can also do that too. But this show is really all about sharing. And if you have research, I mean, you share it with me and I will put it out there on the air. I really will. So, also be sure to check out my social media. Usually I put a one in front of my name. So, @1 Heidi Hollis. And I have a paranormal comic strip called The Outlanders Comic. So, @TheOutlandersComic. And, you know, just check out my website. It has links to everything, has all the information, Twitter, all that stuff, Instagram. I mean, you name it. Send me a message through any and all of it. Wow. All right. Well, you know what? I guess we will catch you next time. Remember, you've been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.